your 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Our trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Brian Bartholomew, is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you. I love being a featured guest.
Featured guest, exactly. gotta get you a little closer to the mic. I can almost hear you today.
All right. Let me change it.
No worries.
We'll, all right.
Something as you and I talked before we went on air. Sometimes it's a little fun getting radio going from multiple locations, but we do it anyway. We do what we're supposed to. I refuse while I'm sitting in my office all by myself to have a mask on, although many people wish I would have a mask on. That's just a different story. But let me remind you, even if you have any, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. Again, 800-306-1990. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today, the very last day of April. I do not want to mulligan. I do not want to do this one over again. April 2020, a month that will go down in infamy. But today is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. I don't think there's any left. I thought all the shelter pets are gone. Bugs Bunny Day, Honesty Day, Preparathon Day. We've talked about preparathons, right? We've talked about that a lot just because during this time of quarantine, what are you preparing? What are you doing? What are you getting ready for when the time comes that we can all get back out of our houses, we can get back to work, back to doing things? National Hairstylist Appreciation Day. There are a lot of people that will be appreciating their hairstylists. Now, I don't have much hair, so I don't really have to worry about that. But I did read that 88% of the blondes have are gone now. They have left the face of the earth. I just throw that out there. What that means, not exactly sure. But having beaten anorexia, I will go with one of my favorites. Today is National Oatmeal Cookie Day. I will be making some phone calls right after the broadcast to make sure that there are certain individuals who I know who are excellent cooks realize today is National Oatmeal Cookie Day. Let's move right along and take a look at what's going on in the markets today. Fascinating. We saw what the markets were up significantly overnight. And I have no life, so I get up and start preparing for radio sometime between 3 and 4 every morning. And I looked at the futures, the futures on the Dow Jones futures. They were up about 300 points this morning. And then the clock struck 5:30 in the morning, California time, and we get the new unemployment claims number. Now, I don't know why this had the effect it did on the market. We're expecting to have a 3.4 million new claims. It came out as 3.8 million new claims.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I don't understand why that surprised anybody. So we've got 30 million jobs lost. Now, I know I'm going to get all kinds of email from this one. I get it all the time when I throw out ideas that might not be quite the same as what everybody is telling you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. We have shut down one of the world's great economies, 30 million people. Now, and I'm going to suggest that if there's 30 million new jobless claims, the 30 million lost jobs in the month during the pandemic, how many people's lives do you think have been affected? Now, there's 340 million people in the country. There's about 166 million people that are in the U.S. workforce. About 20% of the workforce lost their jobs. You figure that in households, 30 million, there's got to be at least 50 million people that are affected by not having somebody in the house working. So that's going to be about 15% of the total population. And again, I'm not being cold-hearted, but all of this is based on less than 1% of the population who have perished from this virus. Now, I am a big, big believer that, hey, everybody has to take some personal responsibility, right? If you are part of the vulnerable class, please don't go to the beach this weekend. I know they're closed, and I would be surprised as heck if there's not a lot of people out there anyway. But if you are part of the vulnerable class, seniors, people with diabetes, people that are obese, I resemble that remark, people that have bronchial issues, don't go. Right? Watch out for yourself. Don't let your parents, don't let your grandparents go. I just throw that out there because we've got to take personal responsibility, because how long do you think our country can exist if we continue with 20, 15, 20, 25% of the population being affected because of no income? Those food lines that we see on the news all the time, and I do not recommend you believe half the things that are on the news. They've got an agenda. They're trying to tell you stuff. Nobody's told you yet, other than Ron Siegel Radio, that 3,500 deaths in nursing homes, might even be higher than that by now, were caused by the regulation in New York. Right? New York State had a mandate that if a senior who was living in a nursing home got coronavirus, went to the hospital, when they were discharged, they had to go right back to the same nursing home. The nursing home had to take them in. Didn't quarantine them, but they took them in. Guess what they did? They infected the rest of the people in the nursing home. Some of those died. It's been discussed. It was questioned of Governor Cuomo. He has admitted to it now. First, he said, no, that's not true. And then all of a sudden, he figured out, yeah, I guess they got us. Right? So they had to change their plans. But I'm just sharing with you, don't believe everything you see in the news. That's just the fact of the matter. So going back to talking about the markets, which is where I started all this, the Dow Jones is now down 371 points. That came after the 5:30 news, 5:30 California time, about the jobless claims. I'll talk in the mortgage minute a little bit about some of the other numbers that came out. Nothing was unexpected. The S&P 500 down 40 points. Oil is going up. That is a good thing, $2.70 a barrel right now. Yes, I said it. Oil is a good thing that it's going up. In Venezuela, we've been the highest priced oil in the country. The U.S. 10-year Treasury down 59 basis points. And now let me share with you a little bit more about what the media does not want you to know. So I got a call right before we came on air this morning from a real estate professional in the Coachella Valley, and we're trying to help her out with a new home loan. And she said, "I just heard, isn't it great that interest rates are at 3.23%? I said, "That is wonderful. What else did you hear?" "Well, that interest rates are at an all-time low. They're at 3.23%. And I said, "Did they tell you the rest of the story? Who was it, Paul Harvey? If you're old like me, you remember Paul Harvey, and you remember the sign. The rest of the story is that is a purchase money loan. You don't get that on a refinance. You have to pay 0.7 of a point to get it. So if you've got a $500,000 loan, you're paying $3,500 in points to buy that down to get that rate. You've got to have a 760 FICO score or better. You've got to have the 36 debt-to-income ratio or better. And again, it's only if you're buying a new home and it is not qualified on refinance loans. And pretty much right now, there's no such thing. Well, you can get a cash-out refinance if you want to, but you've got to join the circus because you're going to be doing a lot, jumping through a lot of hoops to get it and paying a pretty penny. A lot of things going on there that the media doesn't tell you about. That's why you tune in to Ron Siegel Radio to get this information. Let's see what else is going down on our rundown today. I don't think we want to talk about Joe Biden and some of his information that's coming out, coming to light. A lot of fascinating replays in some precincts about Joe Biden's commentary before and his comments now, and who's part of the Me Too movement when it's convenient, and who's part of the Me Too movement at all times. So that's been a fascinating story for us to watch for you. Remdesivir, that's a big story. That might be the best story of this week, right? That is a product from Gilead Pharmaceutical. They found that it cuts down hospital time on COVID-19 patients by about 31%. Now, if you are cutting down on hospital time, that means you're also departing the hospital and hopefully in an erect position, right? We don't want to talk. We're not worried about how people are leaving the hospital when they pass, but that's a whole different story. Saw information yesterday that Scott Boras came up with an idea on how to reopen the baseball season. Just watching, and we talked with David Meltzer earlier this week, Sports One Marketing, about the concept. I don't know about you, but I am ready for some sports. I'm ready to watch a football game. Well, it's a little early for that, but I'm ready to watch basketball. The Lakers were doing great. I am ready to watch that. I'm ready to watch baseball. The Angels got it picked up a few people. The Astros, well, they picked up a few new tricks how to cheat, right? But it's all there. But now we're looking at a story from the NCAA. They are the governing body for college athletics, said yesterday it supported recommendations allowing student athletes to sign endorsement deals to earn more money.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Does that surprise anybody, right? They already came out with they had to do it. The court said they had to do it, and they said, well, we're going to do it now. So once somebody smacks them in the head, forced them to do it, they said, yeah, we're all in. I think that's really wonderful, isn't it? Unbelievable. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat with Brian Bartholomew. He is a real estate professional locally, and we're going to chat about some of the things that are going on in the real estate market. We're going to also talk. I've got a few stories here. We'll get Brian's take on them. Rising to the top of the pool by selling your house today. We've got some great statistics to discuss with regard to that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Middle of our streets, our house, in the middle of our...
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call. Again, 800-306-1990. Yes, the team is watching guidelines all day, every day. It's enough to drive you crazy, but thank goodness I've got a great team there that is watching them. They do bring me the information. They share that so, you know, I can bring that data right to you as quickly as possible. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 375 points. The NASDAQ down 62.89. NASDAQ is down 43.11. 10-year Treasury down at 0.589. Not good for our seniors. Mortgage-backed securities up 8 basis points, which means theoretically interest rates should be dropping, but we haven't seen them dropping as much as we'd like lately. They've been steady. Because of the divergence in the market, the big question mark, the big issue that we're seeing in the marketplace right now is the entire lending industry is worried about first payment default. Once we all get back to working, I think interest rates are going to go down significantly. So if you are in the market for a refinance, I recommend getting in now, getting your paperwork in, getting your appraisal done, getting as much the preparatory work done. When the rates dropped, when they started dropping before we were quarantined, we had a one-day, two-day window, March 2nd, where rates were unbelievably low. And then by the end of by the next 2 days, we had so many loans come in, the market couldn't handle it, and that's when we all heck broke loose. And that's why we are where we are right now. But I should share with you personal consumption expenditures. This one is a little misleading because it does have a little bit of time in there before the shutdown. The Fed's favored measure of inflation showed that headline inflation dropped from 1.8 to 1.3 year over year, expected due to the drop in oil prices and lack of pricing pressure. The core rate, which strips out food and energy, dropped from 1.8 to 1.7. Again, we figured this to drop going forward. The number of all, the number we have all been waiting for, we got the initial jobless claims. There is a brightness in that because we went from 6.8 first-time unemployments to 6.6, 5.2, 4.4, and now 3.8. So they've been dropping because everybody got hit so much initially. Florida, 432,000 was the largest of the first-time unemployment. Calizuela was the second largest, 328,000. Pending home sales, we're going to talk with Brian about this one in a minute, measures signed contracts on existing homes, good leading indicator for existing home sales. This one is a painful number. This one came in down 21% for the month of March. Worse than the shot in the dark estimates of down 13.6. NAR did say the housing market is temporarily grappling with the coronavirus-induced shutdown, which pulled down new listings and new contracts. That's according to their chief economist, Lauren Yoon. On home prices, Yoon said, although the pandemic continues to be a major disruption in regards to timing of home sales, home prices have been holding up well. In fact, due to ongoing housing shortage, home prices are likely to squeeze out a gain in 2020 to a new record high. Lawrence Yoon projects the national median home price to increase 1.3% for the year. There will be local markets variations, and upper end market will likely experience a reduction in home prices. I'll have to share some of these slides with you later in the day. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So let us chat with our friend Brian Bartholomew. He is in the house. We're talk real estate with Brian. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay. I mean, you know, it's we're all in this together, they say. So, but we're doing okay.
Not going too stir crazy yet.
You know what? We're able to go to my office now since we were deemed essential. I can get out and away from everybody from my house.
Well, I hope your family's not listening because they might not like that response too much.
Trust me, they want me out as well. So
okay, gotcha.
So
good stuff. So are you able to sell any houses? Are you able to help any people? What's going on? Tell me a little bit from the front line.
Yeah, I mean, we closed three deals during this. We did have one that I was telling you earlier that backed out or couldn't get it done, but we were able to put them right back in escrow. That listing back in escrow. We've closed a few, and you know, we're still reaching out to everybody, doing a lot of phone calls. I've jumped back on the Mojo dialer and been calling around to property owners to see if I can help them out, anything I can do for them right now. So, but yeah, we've been busy.
You know something, that's a great comment. We've been talking about that recently, and I shared the interview or comments of an interview with Mark Cuban, and he made this comment, you know, what are you going to tell people that you did during this time period? And one of the things I've been sharing with people is, you know, the five main words I counsel people all the time: pick up the damn phone.
Yeah.
Right? And in this day and age, what you're saying makes so much sense because people are worried. They have no clue what's going on. I've got family members that listen to the media way too much, so they're scared to death. You're out there just picking up the phone and saying hello to people.
Well, and it's funny too, because I make these phone calls just around a neighborhood that I've sold a house in, and my approach is always, how can I help you? Is there anything I can help you with? And I end up having 10 or 15 minute conversations with people. Just, they want to tell me about their family. And I had a conversation the other day with a woman, elderly lady, who said they're driving and visiting grandkids from their car and waving at them. And just, I mean, people just want someone to talk to right now and ask questions to. And that's what I'm trying to do, is just be a resource for that.
That's you know, something that is, that's wonderful. If more people were doing that, and you know, I'm gonna throw this out there as a shameless plug. my bet is when that people are going to remember you for that. They're going to remember the times when it's really, really tough. You had nothing to sell. Not that you don't right now, but you weren't calling to make a sale or to do anything like that. You were just calling to a hand of friendship.
Yeah, not just that, provide them with whatever. I've been giving out numbers of my contractors or my plumbers, or one lady even thought this was a great time to talk to a trust attorney, you know, to get her will or her trust in place. And so I've really just been, like I said, a resource for people right now. And like you said, someone to talk to, but also just to answer questions and be that person for them. So,
and you and I've chatted about this before. We both are of a similar mindset of being that go-to person. So if you need a trust attorney, you can call Brian, you call me. If you need a plumber, you need a chiropractor, you need anything.
Absolutely.
Right. You've got that affiliate base, and it's not that you make money from those people. It's that you're just doing it as a resource because you want to help.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, especially right now, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people. I think they, when this all started, I think they said New York like hammered down on cold calling. And a lot of these states are doing it because people are just, you're going to have a lot of vultures out there right now that are calling being like, hey, you ready to sell your house? I see you're in financial trouble, you know, and that's just not the way you want to approach people at all. You want to be there to help them out.
Yeah. So when people are scared and they're down and out, the idea is call them and tell them that they're in financial trouble. That really makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. But I mean, people are going to try to take advantage of other people, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that is unfortunate because there's a lot of crazies out there, and you know, we talk about it all the time, especially when we're dealing with all of the scams against seniors. Right now, there's nothing that drives me more nuts than when people are trying to scam our seniors because they're fearful.
Yeah, right? No, I mean, no, for sure, and but the people they end up having the long conversations with. You know, when they realize that I had a lady come and say, I'm not selling a house, leave me alone. I'm not trying to sell your house. I'm just here to help you. I sold a couple homes in your neighborhood and I've met a lot of the neighbors. I'm not sure if I met you before, but you know, you let me know if you need anything at all because I'm in the area. And then we end up just going down a different path that's positive. So,
and I bet at the end of the day, those, not at the end of the day in the rhetorical sense, but at the end of that conversation, a lot of people are going to feel a little bit better, right? Because they've got somebody new to talk to. They've been staring at the TV. They've been staring at four walls. And now there's a friendly face that's come by and just said hello. Well, maybe with a mask on, you can't tell it's a friendly face. But right, you're just able to go out and have a good time with people that need a bright and shiny star right now.
Absolutely. And it's funny because as soon as I get off the phone, I make a note that I talk to those people, and then I'll send them a handwritten note just telling them I appreciate them taking a second to talk to me, if there's anything I need. And then I'll get a text message a couple of days later saying, you know what, I do actually need this. Can you help me with this? And whatever it is. I mean, I dropped off some toilet paper to somebody, you know, or what, you know, a few weeks ago, or I dropped off a gift card for someone to a local restaurant that was doing takeout, you know, and someone that's really seemed like they needed it. So it's just trying to connect and then follow up and make sure people are being taken care of. Cause yeah, at the end of the day, I know it's going to come back to me in a positive way, but that's not why I'm doing it at the beginning. You know, I'm just seeing what I can do to help. So,
you know, and you brought something up that I really like, and I'm a big proponent of. Obviously, anybody that knows me, anybody that's seen me, anybody watching me on RonSiegelRadio.tv knows I'm a little bit oversized. And the concept of going out and supporting the local restaurants, right? Those guys are really hurting. Yeah. And beyond anything else, I mean, a lot of them, I heard a statistic, one out of five are going to succeed. One out of five are going to come back out of this. That means 80% of the restaurants are going to go out of business if that statistic is correct. And, you know, come back with less than half the tables that they had. So, you know, their whole business plan is going to be shot. So right now, if we can, you know, give out a gift card, bring in lunch or dinner from a local restaurant that we can help out in some little way, it doesn't matter what it is. Look out for they're in our community. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. Look out for those folks.
I mean, even if it's just sharing their daily special on your social media to other people. I've been doing a lot of that and then posting it out or boosting it out so people would see it and just trying to get them more business, you know, because a lot of them, I mean, we need them. We're going to need them at the end of the day for sure.
Absolutely. We're going to continue our conversation. Brian Bartholomew, Agent B, I see on here. Leanne, I see your question here. I'm going to talk to Brian about that one as well. Selling rental properties. We're going to talk about that with respect to rent control proposal. So we'll chat about that one when we come back. Also talk about rise to the top of the pool by selling your house today. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA-100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest to 79564. Tell you exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. It'll tell you exactly what the market believes about your property. So here's the question today, why the housing market is a powerful economic driver. With businesses starting to slowly open back up again in some parts of the country, it's important to understand how housing can have a major impact on the recovery of the U.S. economy. As we've mentioned before, buying a home is a driving financial force in this process. Today, many analysts believe one of the first things we'll be able to do safely bring to, sa- to will be able to safely, easy for me to say, safely bring back is the home building sector, creating more jobs, impacting local neighborhoods in a big way. According to Robert Dietz, the Eye on Housing, quote, the pace of new home sales will post significant declines during the second quarter due to the impacts of higher unemployment and shutdown effects of much of the U.S. economy, including elements of the real estate sector in certain markets. However, given the momentum housing construction held at the start of 2020, the housing industry will help lead the economy in the eventual recovery, unquote. The National Association of Home Builders notes the impact of construction can have on the job market. Building 1,000 average single-family homes creates 2,900 full-time jobs, generates $110.96 million in taxes and fees for all levels of government to support police, firefighters, schools. According to NAHB's National Impact of Home Building and Remodeling Report, these employment opportunities, along with the home purchase, drive the economy in a major way. The National Association of Realtors, let me see if I can get this on the screen again. There we go. I think I've got the right slide. But National Association of Realtors, find my notes again. Isn't technology fun when you've got a screen here with all these different things? The National Association of Realtors recently shared a report that notes the full economic impact of home sales. Summary, quote, the total economic impact of real estate related industries on the state economy, as well as the expenditures that result from a single home sale, including aspects like home construction costs, real estate brokerage, mortgage lending, title insurance, all these other things. There's a breakdown. I just put that up on the screen. I think that is there showing you. Now, remember, this is a national number, $88,000 every time a home sales. So you got the income generated from real estate industries is 27.7%. Expenditures related to a home purchase, 45.3%. Total impact, 15.8%. That's the multiplier effect. That means when you've got the realtor, the lender selling the property, financing the property, they've got to have bankers doing work in the background. They've got to have couriers, all those other folks. It's got a total impact, $45,000 for new home construction. So you can see all of these different numbers. As noted above on the slide, the impact is almost double when you purchase new construction. Given the sheer number of workers it requires to design, build, equip, finalize the sale. Big, big picture for you right there. Give me one. The same NAR report also, excuse me, same NAR report also breaks down the average economic impact by state. So here in Calizuela, we've got a bigger impact that we're dealing with on from because our properties values are so much higher. So look at that, $171,000 is the economic impact here in Calizuela. On an emotional level, what's most important for today's consumers to feel confident about is safety component that goes into the prospect process. And I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, give you the whole bottom line, though, is housing is a significant part. If you want the full report, just let me know. Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. We'll get that off to you. That is the Mortgage Minute, or the Real-Time Real Estate segment, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation this morning, Brian Bartholomew, he is with us. Agent B, as he's affectionately known. So, Brian, we've talked about this many times in the past, and I don't remember if you were on with me back in 2010 when we had the first-time home buyer programs.
No, it wasn't.
$8,000 to any first-time home buyer. It was a government subsidy. And when you look at those numbers and you start seeing how much money is actually coming back into the economy, why would trade $8,000 for $171 as many times as I could find people to do it every day? Right, you probably see a lot.
That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. So
yeah, and you know, you were talking before the break about the concept of having all these other people that are in your sphere that you're connecting with, right? And so many of them feed into that 171,000, right?
Of course, yeah. And what happens when all this changes and now you lose a bunch of them? Like, no, you're not just going to lose the restaurants. You're going to lose a lot of these professions too, and they're going to slow down for sure. So,
yeah, it's a big issue, and it's one of the reasons why many of us are saying, you know something? We've got two different problems in our economy right now, or in our society. One of the major issues we can all agree to is the virus itself. The other issue is the economy. And, you know, we know a lot of the scary things that happen when the economy tanks, just not in just one person's household. So we really need to be looking and saying, okay, not just what the medical scientists are telling us, what are the economic scientists telling us? Are you out there finding people that really want to take action right now?
As far as buying and selling?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I still have people. I do have a lot of people that are sitting on the fence right now, excuse me, and waiting to see what happens. But I do have people that I'm telling them right now that one of the biggest indicators we're seeing, you were talking about those pending sales going down and those homes on the market that I think is going to be a run on listings. I mean, once this whole 2 or 3 months of forbearance ends, you're going to see a lot of people listing their homes, and then you're going to see values go down at that point. So I'm telling people they're thinking about listing their house. Now's a pretty good time to do it before that happens and they have a ton of competition out there.
Yeah, and the media, again, not telling people that, and I just had a conversation with a couple of different companies at the end of last week. The government is saying, well, you can take that forbearance and it's not going to have a problem. It's not going to affect your credit scores, but it's going to be a note on your credit report saying that there was no payment made but wasn't late. No payment made was not late during this forbearance. Investors are going to say, okay, well, we're going to wait 24 months just in case. What happens if this comes back? So they're going to be holding off. So you don't want to take that forbearance just because it's available to you.
Well, not just that, but at the end of that forbearance period, if you have 3 months of forbearance, month four, you got four payments due. And when you can't do that, that's going to hit your credit. Right. You know? So yeah. it's going to multiply what's going to happen to it. It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. So if you can make that payment, make that payment. So let's throw a couple of things out at you, Brian, what you're seeing out there, and then we're going to get into Leanne's got some questions here. Okay. Selling rental properties. Now, we talked, I think it was last week, about State Bill AB 828, where they're looking at the different processes. If you own one or two rental homes, you might be able to challenge the idea of getting a 25% cut on your rent to your consumer. If you own, I think it's 3 to 9, there's another number. And if you're 9 or more, you basically, the bill basically says you can afford to take a 25% haircut. Doesn't matter if you're totally encumbered. What are your thoughts about that program? And what are your thoughts about rental properties with the potential of something like that?
I mean, that's difficult to do. I can tell you, I just sold some rental properties last year after the first of last year when they put the rent control on, when we couldn't rent more than 3% or whatever it was. And at that time, trying to sell, even at the end of the year last year, was difficult because people knew that long-term tenants that people have, that maybe they haven't been keeping up with rate increases, you can't just go in and bump it up. And so what was happening is these people were buying the properties and then giving those people their 60 days notice, booting them out, and then fixing them up, putting them back on the market, and then bringing them in at market value because you can't do it. So it makes it tough. And so people that are trying to sell now, I saw a question on there asking if they should sell their rentals now. It might be a better idea to sell your rental now than to wait until you're taking 25% less rent. If that goes through, you're going to be, you know, your cap number is going to be so low that, you know, people are trying to get, you know, 5, 6, at least 7% cap rate. You drop 25% of your rent, you're now in the threes of that cap rate, and your investment's not worth it anymore. So it's probably better now, especially when prices are still up and there's not a lot of inventory, to make that move, I think.
And it's fascinating because those that are listening that are renters and saying, wow, I'm going to get a 25% cut on my rent. Here's the downside is your property might not be available any longer.
Correct.
Right? Because there are down payment assistance programs out there that'll give people $25,000 in down payment assistance. So if you can get a free $25,000 check just for qualifying to buy the home,
I'm buying it.
Right? So then you're saying, okay, We're going to sell that rental that you've been living in for a while. You've got a great landlord who hasn't raised the rent with the market because they just want to make sure their property stays occupied. They're happy. They've got a 30-year loan. They're making their 5 or 6%, 7% cap rate that Brian's talking about. And now that goes away. They're going to say, you know something, I think I'm going to get out of this. That's going to shrink the amount of rental properties available. Whenever you shrink the supply side and demand stays the same, that the price is going to go up. Unintended consequences when the government starts mandating things. It's just doesn't make any sense to me why the government wants to get in. Most of those guys in the lawmakers, they have no clue what they're talking about anyway. Right? And you know, get out of the way. And you know, I've got some friends that are lawmakers, and I tell them, you know, there's no possible way, especially, you know, go Washington, D.C. You got 535 or 545 people there who think they're going to outsmart 330 million Americans. Right? You go to do the same thing in Sacramento. They've got people there. Governor Grusom thinks that he's going to outsmart everybody and tell people, you're not allowed to go to the beach. Well, what is the Newport Beach Police Department really going to do if 40,000 people show up there this weekend, if that was the right number? And I'm not advocating doing that. I'm a big, big believer, follow the law, even the ones I don't agree with. But, you know, what are they going to do if that happens? Just throw that out there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Rise to the top of the pool by selling your house today. I think we might have given you a few ideas as to why that might be a good idea. You can reach me anytime, our off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our, I should start telling people Instagram more than Twitter nowadays, right? Ron Siegel there too. I don't change my name for any of them.
Much hipper there than anyone.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I heard someone say the other day that, you know, you're on Facebook. Really? That's for old people.
You gotta get on TikTok next. You do some music videos.
There you go. Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to hear me sing. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our streets, our house. In the middle of our...
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send
send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to make the call or go to the website, CreditSanitizer.com. My friend Jeff Sipes is there. He and his team do a great job of helping the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio get the information they need to correct their credit score. And I notice I say not to just fix it, because what it really needs is a correction. Anytime we see error, I see an error on almost every credit report I ever see. I also realize that with all the media information out there right now, most people confuse FICO score with credit score. I had a dear friend of mine send me a note the other day. My credit score is like 836. And I said, okay. And then he sends me a screenshot of what he's looking at. And I said, you see right there where it says Vantage score? That's not a FICO score. Some of us refer to that as a FICO score because it fakes people out. It's giving them bum information. Rise to the top of the pool by selling your house today is our conversation for the morning. My screen is moving extremely slow. Release of the latest economic pulse flash report is what we're looking at this morning to get this data for you. It comes from the National Association of Realtors, NAR. So the people selling their houses today are holding strong on the price. According to the most recent data, 74% of real estate agents noted that sellers are not dropping listing prices to attract more buyers. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at NAR, noted, I quote, "The housing market faced an inventory shortage before the pandemic. Given that there are even fewer new listings during the pandemic, home sellers are taking a calm approach and appear unwilling to lower prices to attract buyers during the temporary disruptions to the economy. This inventory shortage, which spread widely throughout the housing market going into today's economic slowdown, created an environment where there were not enough homes for sale for those who wanted to buy them. With that backdrop setting the stage, Yoon also notes, and I quote, with the current quarantine recommendations in place, fewer sellers are listing homes, which limit buyer choices. So with buyer choices already limited going into the season and more sellers removing listings today, if you've been thinking about listing your house, great time to call Brian Bartholomew to do so right now. Many others in your neighborhood may be waiting to make a move or remove their listing, so staying on the market or jumping into it could work to your advantage. Buyers today are serious ones. It's kind of like the holidays, right? If you're not serious during the holidays, you're not listing your house. If you're not serious right now, you're not out shopping, and you are not the one listing your house. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by our friends at CreditSanitizer.com. So, Brian, have you seen that in what you're looking at in the marketplace? Are people reducing prices here? Because the reports I get, National Association of Realtors, is actually obviously on a national level. You're more on the local level. I don't know that you're selling a whole lot of properties in Nebraska. But
not right now.
Say that again.
I said not right now. No, I'm trying to stay out of Nebraska at this point.
So you're mostly in North Orange County, aren't you?
Yeah, I do most of my business in North Orange County.
So are you seeing a lot of price drops through the MLS, or is it pretty much staying steady?
It's been pretty steady, I think. You are seeing some overpricing right now. It's kind of getting back into that because there's a lot less inventory right now. But you are seeing things sit on the market again because just the demand is not as much. We lost 30 million jobs, and a lot of those people were trying to buy a house, and now they can't. So, you know, we have to rethink our strategy when we go into listing appointments and talk to people and try to show them what is and what isn't selling. You know, I think it's an eye opener a lot of times.
So talk to me a little bit about in this environment. I mean, you know, everybody, I think it used to be that we knew about a telephone call. We knew about a cell phone call. Now it's a common practice to say, let's get on a Zoom call. So what is your methodology? What are you doing in the area of the virtual appointments that you're doing?
Well, I mean, we're doing this, and then we can, you know, we can get on Zoom, and then I can share my screen on my iPad where I have my whole listing presentation. I can walk people through that listing presentation. We're even doing, once we get the listings, we're doing virtual tours. We're doing them through Zoom or Facebook Live, or we're doing virtual open houses now. And we'll block out that same couple of hours and walk through the house, and then just do every 15, 20 minutes, you walk that entire property, you walk that group through that house so they can see it. And then that way, along with the 3D Matterport, you know, the where they can move the house around and inside and measure and do all that, finding serious buyers that are going to come into that house and just, you know, the 150 looky-loo neighbors that like to come and get the free cookies.
Okay, give me you got to help me out with this one, because a lot of us are pretty simple. 3D Matterport moves the house. How does that work?
So it's a device called a Matterport camera. What it is, they put this in different points all throughout the house. The thing spins and gives you a complete 360 degree from multiple points inside the house. So people can go into that app, and then they can look at that. They can see it on their laptop. They can see it on their phone, however they want. So they can actually see the house as measuring tools, where they can click on a point in the house and then click the measuring tool and then measure to see if their couch fits in that room or whatever it is. But they can see everything else before they even walk into it. And that way they know that, you know, if it has what they want, it, you know, they're serious buyers for it.
So will that virtual tour, do I have to have that app to do it? Or if you send me, if I see it on Facebook, it'll work?
Yeah, I can send you the link for it. You click on it, and you can see any house in the country that has the link for it. And it's something we provide to all of our sellers along high def photography and everything else, but it's just another layer of it. And now what we're adding, too, is when we get that 3D tour, we're actually starting to narrate it. We're going to start narrating those so we can walk people through the house through that 3D tour. So it's kind
of
cool.
One of those days that I'm really glad that I'm not a realtor, because I've got a face for radio. I don't think anybody'd want me to be the person going through and showing them a property. Might be kind of scary.
Oh, we would just use that beautiful picture behind you. What's that? Safety? I was saying we just use that beautiful picture that's behind you there.
Yeah, some people have been telling me that I've got to update it, that there's more hair in that one, and my beard's a little different color. So what are you doing in the world of safety right now, Brian? How you, when you're going through a house for somebody, how you managing that? What's the guideline here?
I mean, I just showed a few houses this last week and last few days, and I show up with, because there's a new, you have that new closure form basically saying, you know, that you're going to have a face mask, you're going to have booties, you're going to have gloves, you're not going to touch anything, you haven't been sick. So we have to fill out this form called a PED form that has all the disclosures on it. And then when people show up, in the back of my car, I've got gloves, I've got booties, and I got masks ready to go before we walk in the door. The seller or the listing agent is supposed to have all the lights on, all the doors unlocked, all the windows and shades up so you can see the house. You don't have to touch anything. And it was funny because I was doing a Facebook Live waiting to go into a house the other day, and a realtor shows up and takes like five or six people in the house, one of them carrying a baby. And they're only supposed to be taking two people in at a time. And none of them had face masks on, any protective gear. And I'm doing my Facebook Live, and I'm like, this is exactly what really pisses me off. You know,
yeah.
When they're not following the rules, they're going to ruin it for everybody else. You know, we're trying to do our best, you know.
And you hit it right on the head, Brian, because those that don't follow the rules end up really, they do ruin it for everybody else, because there are safety issues out there, and we need to be following the safety issues. They're not in place just for a fun time. I don't think that's what the government has in mind. So we're going to follow the rules. If you want to meet Brian Bartholomew, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch. And as always, I thank you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. You know all the places where I'm at. Every once in a while, I even forget about all of them, but we're on all of those places. Be out there to help you. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, that's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Meet any of our guests. Meet Brian, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Well, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.